Welcome back to the Killer Minute Podcast. It's me again, Davis Wilson, your host. And I'm coming to you on perhaps the best sports day of the year. The first Thursday of March Madness is upon us right now. I've got a screen to my right watching Missouri play Utah State. We're going to be talking about all things March Madness. TCU will play Arizona State tomorrow, Friday night at 9:05 Central Time, and we'll get into that matchup. I'll talk briefly about the Big 12 tournament, and then I'll talk about some of the Big 12 matchups, some predictions I might have, all of that next on Killer Minute. All right, first let's talk about Big 12 tournament. Some stuff there. TCU played Kansas State in their round one matchup. They won. Good win. 22 points for both Mike Miles and Chuck O'Bannon. Good game. Really, really fun game. Then they played Texas in the next round. Lost 66-60. Mike Miles had 15. And again, Chuck O'Bannon, who is playing really well right now, had 12 points. They lost to Texas, as I said, 66-60. Texas ended up winning the whole thing. They ended up winning the entire tournament. They beat Kansas in the final by 20 points. Very strong win. I really like Texas to make some things happen in the tournament, in the March Madness tournament, of course. I think that's a dangerous team. I don't want to talk too much about Texas right now, but they have Colgate on Thursday. So today, as I'm recording this, it's today. They played 15 seed Colgate. TCU plays Arizona State on Friday at 9:05 Central Time. Arizona State had to beat Nevada to get into the Field of 64. They handled Nevada 98-73, and they looked really good. They shot 11 of 21 from three. That's 52.4%. Five of their players scored in double digits, and that's typically not a team that's going to score on you a bunch. That's a good defensive team. Defensive rating, according to KenPom, they're 30th in the country. They allow 76.9 points per game. Typically they're not going to score 90 points on you regularly, but you know, now we know that they can do it. And I mean, yeah, they look good. They typically score 70 points per game, which if I had to guess is right around average. Let me look up. If I had to guess, that's pretty close to average, but I guess I don't know that for sure. Anyway, they're obviously right now they're feeling pretty high. They won two games in the Pac-12 tournament, and then that got them in the position to be in a play-in spot, and they destroyed Nevada. I'm a little worried about them, I won't lie to you. A little more worried than I should be, maybe. TCU averages 75.2 points per game, going back to that point. But anyway, they're a team that has a bunch of guys who can hurt you. There's not one guy that's going to score 20 points per game every night. They have Desmond Cambridge Jr., their leading scorer. He averages just under 14 points a game. He grabs 3.5 rebounds a game. He's a guard, senior guard, 6'4". He's played since like 2017. I think he spent two seasons at Brown. He transferred to Nevada. Was there for 3 years, redshirted one of those years. and then transferred to Arizona State now for his first tournament. I mean, his first year at Arizona State, not his first tournament. And he's averaging, like I said, 13.8 points per game, but that's actually the lowest number he's averaged in his whole career, which I was pretty surprised by. So I guess it's evident that this guy can score. Another guy to look for, DJ Horn, point guard, scored 20 points against Nevada to advance. He averages 12.5 points per game, 3.5 rebounds per game. One thing about Arizona State is they don't play fast. They're 131st in tempo. TCU is 49th in tempo. So the Frogs play faster than them. I think that for March Madness, for whatever reason, I feel good about teams who play fast and under control, similar to how TCU plays. TCU's the better team. I don't think that's really in debate. Arizona State has, I mean, they're hot right now, but I still like TCU over Arizona State. But anything can happen in March, as we know. So how does TCU win this game? I think they just play the basketball they've been playing. They played a great game against Kansas State, looked awesome. Didn't play great against Texas. I mean, they were close the whole game, kept it close, which I guess is what matters most. But I think I'm looking for a Mike Miles performance. This is kind of when, you know, those, I always like those guard stories and March Madness guys, you know, these guards who just can score and fill it up. I think Mike could have a great run and really help TCU. I think he's probably going to have to. But my prediction, my official prediction, is that Mike is great. I know, very bold of me to say, but I think that's how you kind of cement your legacy as a great college player, is having a run in March. And he almost did it last year. Should have done it last year, if you ask me. But he's got an even better opportunity this year. And it all starts with Arizona State, a team who does defend and has long guards. So it will be tough. Another thing I look at when I look at Arizona State is a guy named Warren Washington. He's 7 feet tall. He averages almost 10 points a game, 9.2 points per game to be exact, almost 7 rebounds a game, blocks 1.7 shots per game. And, you know, I think that is a guy I want to look for, because he's going to be clogging the paint. He's not going to be letting. I mean, he's a great shot blocker. It's going to be tough for guys like Mike and Damian Ba and Jahdae Wells, all those guards get to the rim. So I look for guys like Emmanuel Miller and Jacoby Coles, those big guys who can stretch the floor a little bit and kind of space out the offense and allow those gaps for Mike Miles and Damian Ba to find. Another guy, Xavier Cork, without Eddie Lampkin, as we all know, he's done. He entered the transfer portal officially this week. So Xavier Cork is kind of the big man, and he's very capable. He had 7 rebounds against Kansas State in the round one win in the Big 12 tournament. But he's got to be good. He's got to be able to match up with Washington and not let him, you know, dominate the boards, because you know, I think a very simple recipe to winning is rebounding the ball more than the other team. It's not foolproof. It doesn't work every game, but that's a good way to start, is just grab, like, have the ball more than your opponent. And rebounding is how you get the ball. So I think that Arizona State's hot. As I said, they killed Nevada. They shot 52% from three. They had 28 rebounds, only turned the ball over 7 times. On average, they turn it over, I think, around 11 times per game. So they don't make that many mistakes. But TCU is going to have to force them to make mistakes. I've talked about the fast break stuff on my podcast maybe every episode so far. I don't know. But TCU, one of the reasons they are so good or can be so good is the way they run the floor. And I always say the best way to run the floor is to rebound and to force turnovers. And that's what TCU is going to have to do against Arizona State. I see this as kind of a defensive game. I don't think any team's going to score 90 points like Arizona State did against Nevada. I think these are two good defensive teams. TCU's better offensively. I officially have this game, TCU winning 74-66. That's my prediction. I'm thinking Mike Miles. Give me 24 points for Mike. Give me 16 points for Emmanuel Miller. That's my official prediction. Come back to this when it happens exactly how I say it does. But beyond, we don't have to look too far ahead, but beyond Friday, if TCU can win, they'll likely get to play Gonzaga, which will be a fun game. We can talk about that later, but definitely should focus on Arizona State now. Around the Big 12, I want to talk the league's matchups. Seven Big 12 teams made the tournament, and when I made my bracket, I had all of them winning their round one game. Right now, West Virginia is playing. They're up by three on Maryland. And actually, Kansas is playing too, and they're up by two on Howard. So I had all Big 12 teams winning. I think that was pretty simple. I just think that these teams have got to be so tired of playing each other. And you can say that about any, you can pretty much say that about any conference, because, you know, conference play is pretty grueling for every team, but the Big 12 is something different this year. Every team is good. I think you've just got to be so tired of playing those teams, playing the teams that know who you are and how you play. So I'm excited to see all of these teams play against other conferences. As I said, West Virginia is playing Maryland right now as I record this. They're up 51-50 now with 10 minutes left in the second half. Kansas, also, as I said, number one seed Kansas plays number 16 Howard. Howard's tied it up at two to two. And then the last Thursday game, Texas, number two seed Texas plays Colgate. I have Texas in that, obviously. I love Texas in this tournament. Friday's games, number three Baylor plays UC Santa Barbara. Baylor's going to win that game. Iowa State plays Pitt. Pitt is the other 11 seed that had to play in and earn a spot in the field of 64, and they won a pretty dramatic game earlier in the week. So I think that's going to be a really fun game, actually. Iowa State-Pitt may be one of the best games of the first round. And then you have Kansas State playing Montana State. Kansas State's a three seed. And then, of course, number six TCU playing number 11 Arizona State. I have all those teams advancing. The one team, I mean, obviously any of these teams could lose, but the teams I see, I mean, most likely losing, if I had to pick, West Virginia's only up one by now. I thought they were going to blow out Maryland, to be honest, and they were in the beginning, but I would say Pitt-Iowa State is going to be an awesome game. I could see Pitt winning that, but I do still have Iowa State in that game. Again, I just think like the playing in the Big 12 every night this year especially has had to have been so exhausting for these teams. So I think we may see these teams maybe some blowouts. I don't know. What else do I have? I don't have too much else. Just doing a quick little pod today. to preview this game, but I'll tell you this. I'll tell you my final four. And people will say I'm biased, but this is really my final four. I think this would be a fun final four. I have Houston beating, well, I have Houston, TCU, Bama, and Marquette. And I have Houston beating Alabama in the finals. So I have Houston's my winner. I love Houston. I really like kind of want to, I mean, it's too late now, obviously, but I think, I really think Texas could, I really like them. They're playing really well together. Ronnie Terry's doing a good job. It's always a little bit scary hedging. I mean, counting on Texas to do really anything in March the last couple of times. I mean, maybe not the last couple of times, but they've been upset before. So I'm always a little wary picking them, but, you know, that's how I feel. I think Texas and TCU are the team, and Kansas, I have to say Kansas. Those three teams, I think, are poised to make the runs, in my opinion. Maybe I'm biased towards TCU. I've even got my purple on today, if you can see. But I do really like this TCU team. We've seen it throughout the year when they are clicking and when they're playing together and when they're playing to their strengths, they are a top 10 team in the country. So I think the sixth seed is deserved. I mean, they lost some games, but I think they're better than the sixth seed. So I have TCU making a run. Kansas State could make a run. We'll see. But yeah, that's what I have. It's just the best time of the year. I couldn't be just more thrilled with the way that sports are. I love March Madness. So if TCU wins or if they lose, I'll do a reaction pod. I'll be back very shortly to do a recap of the game and hopefully a preview of the next game, but we'll see. That's it. That's all I have. It was a short one today, but I do appreciate everybody listening. I want to go watch basketball. So I've said what I need to say. Thank you for tuning in, and come back. Please come back and listen on the next Killer Frogs.